In order to facilitate optimal learning outcomes, we developed an active learning study guide detailing topics of meiosis and mitosis. We implemented pedagogy discussed during the LA Pedagogy course and applied it to the material taught in Biology 1020. Pedagogy is defined as the method and practice of teaching, especially as an academic subject or theoretical concept. Numerous scholars have studied various methods of teaching and noted their instrumental role in liberating students. Active learning is growing traction and becoming more and more essential, especially in circumstances in which students are learning online. Active learning involves doing. Students in an active learning environment are encouraged to apply critical thought and reflect on their classroom work and activities. In active learning, students become a part of the process. As Paulo Freire said, "Whoever teaches learns in the act of teaching, and whoever learns teaches in the act of learning." That is, teaching and learning are reciprocal acts. In order to learn correctly, we must facilitate an environment in which we are all actively both learners and teachers. In 2019, Harvard University showed that active learning, when done well, leads to higher student engagement and increased higher-order thinking skills, ultimately resulting in improved grades as well as lower dropout rates. Compared to passive learning, students have an opportunity to apply what they are learning. For example, in passive learning environments, students may list deadly diseases, whereas in active learning environments, students may discuss how deadly diseases are prevalent and their impact on their community. Active learning study guides are just one means of helping to facilitate learning actively. This type of study guide is collaborative and requires cooperation from both students as well as teachers. In general, they can help students better understand processes. These study guides encourage socio-constructivist learning environments. Social constructivism is a sociological theory of knowledge according to which human development is socially situated and knowledge is constructed through interaction with others. Importantly, these guides help to facilitate learning from different kinds of students. They are beneficial for students who learn independently, as well as students that thrive in group environments. They provide means of discussion as well as independent review, highlighting numerous parts of a learning process. Within the same vein, study guides give us, as LAs, the flexibility to use all or some of Bloom's taxonomy levels. Bloom's taxonomy is a set of three hierarchical models used to classify educational learning objectives into levels of complexity and specificity. Study guides give us the flexibility to use any or all of Bloom's taxonomy levels by running questions as simple as definitions to prompts asking students to draw and label diagrams. A great way to help students conquer more difficult or confusing topics is to utilize higher orders of Bloom's taxonomy and to strive to implement especially active environments. We are LAs for Biology 1020, so we chose to focus on the differences between meiosis and mitosis, two commonly confused processes, and notably, two very important ones. One tool we developed is a diagram that draws similarities between meiosis and mitosis. Specifically, we broke down the key concepts of each process into a Venn diagram. For example, we noted that mitosis occurs in all organisms except for viruses, whereas meiosis occurs in animals, plants, and fungi exclusively. Another difference was that mitosis includes one cell division, whereas meiosis includes two. In addition, we highlighted similarities, like the fact that both processes create new cells. Diagrams are especially helpful for students with the lowest performance outcome. A study conducted by Carnegie Mellon in 2012 found that diagrams enhance learning for the lowest performing students. They even found that these students who used the diagram condition performed roughly as well as high performing students in either condition. Ultimately, our study guide will help to improve student learning outcomes through means of active learning. Our hope is that by utilizing higher-order thinking and facilitating an open learning environment, meiosis and mitosis will be less confusing topics.